Friday. Here we go. Good morning, Brock, Hunter.
Morning.
Don't forget to catch us on Twitch. Twitch.tv. Black Splash.
Black Splash.
Black Splash.
What you got in your background there?
What?
Some IRX symbols on it.
Have you just now noticed that?
No, I'm just pointing it out.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's our backdrop. We got a backdrop over here and a backdrop over there because we're professional, man.
I don't know if that's professional. It's, you put up a drape, but it's like,
yeah, that's to cover the hole in the wall over there.
Right.
I actually put a hole through the wall there, but yeah. There's two. There's a big old drape over there. And there's a big old drape over there. I'm going to be honest. They're only being held up by push pins. So I'm surprised they've stayed up as long as they
stayed
have.
Stayed up that long? You know? Yeah. And another quick story. Behind you, if you're on Twitch and you can see this, there's a little tiny window behind Brock in that door right there. And when I was in the studio, we had this idea because people would walk by all the time just kind of glare in.
Yeah,
I mean, that's naturally what you do.
On the studio, and it was annoying.
Yeah, we'd sometimes be goofing around doing,
sometimes,
you know, Plan B things. You know? And so we had this idea. We're going to print out a picture of the studio of us doing work.
Yeah.
And then just put them on the door.
Well, we'd have
in the
to
window.
Do...
So when you look in, it looks like we're doing something.
We'd have to get the hard part was the perspective. That's
the
what
right
we,
angle.
That was the right angle. Because yeah. If you did it too small, we would look too small. So that was the hard part, the perspective. Yep. Yeah.
And we'd have to caught on to that pretty quick.
You know what we could do? We could change it out like weekly too. Like just get a couple different ones. Instead of just
one
me like hunched over.
Right up next to
yeah.
the glass.
Hey. Yeah, that's what you get for eyeballing me, boy. All right. Mm. Anyway, but yeah, you can see all of this and more, all this gloriousness, twitch.tv/rock_107_WIRX.
That's the word for it.
If that is the word. Anyway, we got to keep removing here, man. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That.
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777.
77.
Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. I want to kick off with this, okay? And I want to give my little rant, Hunter, and then I want to get your take, okay?
Okay.
It is World Trick Shot Day today. If you've ever dreamed about landing that impossible shot, today is the day to do it. You get out there, you set up maybe that basketball hoop, and you try and do that full court, you know, overhead, backwards, no look.
Okay.
Shot, right?
So it's, you know, I like trick shots. Okay, I'll start it by saying that.
Now,
here's
what I'm going to say. I used to like trick shots until Dude Perfect ruined it for everyone. Now, don't get me wrong. When Dude Perfect first came out, it was great.
Pretty sweet.
It was awesome. They were doing all this stuff. But now, every Tom, Dick, and Harry with a phone, internet connection, and way too much free time. That's all they do. And you'll just 100%. See trick shot. Some guy, and you know what really bothers me? What really, I'm just like, oh, I just, I don't like you to your core, is when the person who's doing the trick shots shows the counter on how long it took them to finally get the shot.
Oh, yeah, that 5 days,
like
6 days, day
fine.
Seven.
That's not a hobby. You're sitting, like, that's insane to me. That is the
a lot
taint
of time.
Of society. There's guys that are like, oh, 7 hours, and he finally gets it. I'm like, seven? You wasted 7 hours of your life. We're only on this earth for a short time, and you spent 7 hours trying to get a marker into a water bottle? I hate you. I hate everything about you.
You know? Hey, okay. I like your rant. I'm right on. I'm on the same bus.
And here,
okay, I'm going to add something to the Dude Perfect part.
Yeah. I know. I think I know what you're going to say.
I love Dude Perfect until like the ninth video. And I'm like, they just lose it.
I know.
Every time.
I mean,
I get it. You've been spending a lot of time on this. Yeah. But after like the same reaction, they freak out and start just absolutely
kinda
go
like,
nuts.
Like when a guy scores a goal and they just like run away
it's
from everyone.
The same thing. You know?
It's like, okay.
And the guy with the backwards hat, whoever that guy is with the beard.
Kind of like how I look right now.
Yeah.
I think he's the brainchild behind it. I think
he is. He's like the master. I think he's the mastermind. Yeah. I think he's the kind of like the athlete, too. I mean, they're all athletes.
Dude, they're on tour. They do tours.
Oh, yeah.
It's insane. They have a line of like trick shot toy kits.
He's kind of, okay, hey. He's kind of punchable, isn't he? I mean, we're all kind of punchable. I'm not going to sit here and say that we're not punchable, but
you're right, Hunter. It's almost
we can agree, right?
It started off really cool. It started off really cool, and then, like all other people who make it big and go viral, then they try too hard. Their job now is to think up videos, and when you try and think up stuff to do, that's when it's bad. All right,
that's when you get a job.
I'm serious, man. Like, I think it's ruined a part of society, and it really bothers me.
For sure, and I'm right there with you. I love the trick shots too back in the day, you know. But now looking at it, I'm like, everything's been done.
Everything's been
people
done.
People have spent so many hours doing everything possible that you could do.
And you know what?
It kind of takes. I'll just watch it on YouTube at this point.
It takes away from it if you spend 7 hours trying to do a trick shot. That's just you doing a shot. Like, it's not a trick shot anymore when you've done it that many times.
Some of them are just so ridiculous. Yeah. I'm like, you're never going to get it.
Yeah.
Some of these ones are throwing CDs into the Wii thing or, you know, into like the PlayStation.
But serious question, though, Hunter. All right. Let's say your wife goes in the morning. She's going to meet some friends, and she's like, hey, honey, you know, have a great day. I'm gonna be out for most of the day doing stuff.
I know where this is going, and it would never happen. I wouldn't have one. I wouldn't have a wife.
Right? If she came home and you were in the same spot. Before she leaves, you're like, all right, honey, I'm just going to horse around. I'm trying to make this ping pong ball in that cup over there. And she comes back like 6, 7, 8 hours later, and you're still doing that, she'd leave you, right?
She's packing up. She's packing up.
As she
Here's
should.
The only thing that could counterbalance that is if I'm getting a fat YouTube check.
But most of these people aren't. Most of these people aren't. It's the same thing with all the TikToks and everything. Like, when you, it's sad when you see the views of most of the people doing these things, because it's like, wow. You definitely have a day job outside of this. And then in your free time, once again, in the short time that we have on Earth, you're trying to make it big, but getting a CD into a clothespin with your blindfold on. Stop it. Effing stop it.
You know where the original trick shot came from? For me, anyway?
No, what was it?
The Larry Bird, Michael Jordan commercial back in the day.
Oh.
It was like off the wall, off the stage.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't it a Spike Lee joint?
I just like remember that. That's when it all started.
Yeah. I don't.
And then A&1 came out. Then we started out. Everybody started doing trick shots. And
well, there was that that short time in society when A&1 was big and street ball was everywhere. And it was all these guys doing crazy tricks and trick shots with their super baggy shorts out on the street.
Oh, man.
Out on the court with the lights. It was dark and everyone was around and they had the lights on the court.
The professor. That's who I wanted to be.
Some guy named Honky Glore was out there just. I don't think he can make it. Oh, my gosh. He's setting the ball on fire.
You know,
anyway, so that's time. I'm sorry. That's my rant. And I just there are better things to do with your time. Better.
Yeah, and hey. They've all been done.
Yeah.
I mean, every trick shot possible you can think of has been done.
And I tell you what, too, again, just to wrap it up, I'm not impressed by the trick shot. I'm upset that you spent 7 hours doing it. So even if it's the greatest trick shot ever, you spent 7 hours of your life doing it. Yeah. I'm not impressed anymore. I'm sad. I'm sad for you. That's what it is. Hey, let's talk about something happy, Hunter. You'll like this because you like turtles. Yeah. You're a turtle kind of guy.
Love turtles.
The world's oldest living land mammal is a year older. Jonathan, a Seychellese giant tortoise who lives on the island of the South Atlantic, just celebrated his 190th birthday.
What? Wow.
What? He was brought to the island in 1882 as a gift for Sir William Gray Wilson. Sir William Gray
Wilson. And how old was he then?
That was in 1882. So maybe he was like, I don't know, 1, 2. Maybe he was a little baby.
He was like 40. He was still like.
1882, 1992. Yeah, he was probably already. Yeah. Yeah.
You know? Dude, isn't that insane? What is that?
Well, so here's
that the turtle has seen so many things. So many things change.
Yeah.
World wars.
Yeah. Well, now.
Regimes have fallen.
Yeah, he was still, I think, alive during the Ming Dynasty, for God's sake.
It's crazy. Think about that.
The scientists say he could be closer to 200 because there's no records of his actual birth date either. So Old age has left poor Jonathan blind and with no sense of smell, but his hearing is still excellent. So, hey, happy birthday, old man.
Happy birthday. You know what?
90. I'm telling you, man.
90.
Get us some of those, some tortoise stem cells or something. You know?
Figure that out, guys. Start studying those things.
Is it the moving slow thing? I think that's what it is. See, we as humans, we got to go. We got to get on the grind. We got
to need to pace yourself, you know?
I want to take
some naps. I'm pretty good at that, actually.
I want to take some naps.
I don't know if I need to pace myself anymore.
I want to saunter on over to the lunch table, have a lunch, maybe take a nap in the sunshine.
How old do they live till?
I don't know.
Can they live? Nobody knows?
I guess at this point, we're just waiting to see.
So, I know sharks. There's sharks out there. They're like 500 years old.
Yeah, whales can live really old, too, can't they?
Think about that.
Yeah.
500 years old.
It's nuts. It's a lot of birthday candles on that cake.
A lot of things have happened in your lifetime.
500 years. You just swimming around.
You vampire. What is going on?
That's actually kind of terrifying that something could live that long, right?
Seriously, though.
I don't think anything should live that long. Anything.
No. 500.
500. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah, maybe at this point, Jonathan's
like, tired.
If he could talk, he'd be like, kill me.
I've seen it all at this point. You know, like, it's nothing left.
I should have died years ago.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, happy birthday. What's his name?
Jonathan. Jonathan the tortoise.
Jonathan.
Well, Johnny Tortoise.
It was definitely not Jonathan back in 1882. That's for
Jonathan,
sure.
Presented to Sir William Gray Wilson. I present to you Jonathan the tortoise. You know? Yeah, I think like Johan would be better for like 1882.
Probably was.
Johan the tortoise.
Multiple names through his lifetime.
Yeah. Why don't we update it a little bit? Let's call him, I don't know.
Dale. I like Dale.
Dale the tortoise?
No, he's too slow to be Dale. Dale's too fast of a name.
That's right. That's true. Yeah, you can't be Dale and a tortoise, all right?
No.
He ain't no NASCAR driver. So stupid. All right, let's go. That's it. That's your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.
The morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.